Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, June 7, 2017. On today's show, I'm going to be talking with the multi-talent Ellie Sufi. Ellie is a singer, a songwriter. She's a self-taught musician. She's also a trained opera singer. And she has done so many things with, she also has did some acting. She is just the whole package. I call her like the triple threat, quadruple threat. She also has did high caliber performances, which consists of a We Are Women campaign at the Staples Center. She sang the national anthem at the Los Angeles Dodger and the LA Clipper games. She performed on Good Morning America, film commercial with Disney's and ABC Studios, and she has done voiceover for Rise of the Guardian with DreamWorks Production. Please welcome my special guest, pop sensation Ellie Sufi. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Are you?
I'm great.
Welcome. I'm great. Welcome to That's Entertainment. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I was listening to some of your covers that you did on SoundCloud, and I have to say, you sing like an angel, very angelic, very beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now, not to take anything away from Megan, Demi, or Tori, but your voice carries an emotion that makes you not only hear the music but feel the lyrics, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, that's kind of been my sole mission behind everything I do, is just to make sure like everyone can feel the music and everyone can feel that raw emotion, just because when I listen to songs like that, like they really touch me and they stay with me forever.
And, you know, you come from a family of performers. You know, what was that like growing up?
It definitely had, you know, pros and cons, more pros. My mom, she was a professional ballerina. My aunt was a professional singer. So naturally we all kind of went into that industry and just, you know, really pursued it and really loved it. And it was definitely a challenge because, you know, they set the bar so high, but it's been amazing as well because I've been able to bounce ideas off my mom, and like, she's just been my number one support, and I'm so, so thankful for that.
Wow. Now, you're also a trained opera singer. How long did it take you to train for that? And did it help you become a better singer since you had that particular training?
Yeah, I definitely think that it was such an amazing thing. I'm so, so glad I did it. It gave me, like, such a strong foundation. It's kind of like ballet in the dance world. Like, it builds that foundation already, and you can just keep going from there. I started singing opera. I was probably 8 years old. It was a funny story how I got into it. I definitely fell into it. It was never my intent to become an opera singer. I went to a theater audition, and the lady came out to my mom and said, "You know, your daughter is an opera singer." And she goes, "What? What do you mean?" So I went to training, and we later found out that on my granddad's side, we have some famous Welsh opera singers, and that's kind of where we got it from.
Wow. Now, I know that you were born in Lebanon, you were raised in the UK, and are you currently living in the United States as well?
Yeah, I'm in California, right near LA, which is really perfect.
Now, you also train. You're a self-taught musician. You taught yourself how to do piano and guitar. Were you doing it both at the same time, or each time it was different times, with the piano one time and the guitar the next?
Yeah, it was two different times. I was just getting really frustrated because I was writing all these songs, but I couldn't put it on paper. So I just decided one day, you know, pick up the guitar and just figure it out. And that's what I did when I was really young, and then went on to piano and kind of really went in that direction. I feel like it just fits me better. But I also do enjoy the guitar, so it just depends on my mood when I'm songwriting or whatever it is that I'm doing. I can just flip-flop between the two.
Now, if songwriting, because, you know, you did so much at a very young age. Did that interfere with your personal life? Because, you know, how old were you when you first started singing?
I've been performing since I was about 3. That was in music and theater and doing all that. I started singing opera at about 8, and then haven't stopped really since then.
Go ahead.
You said, you know, did it interfere with my personal life? I definitely think, you know, growing up, I didn't really live a normal childhood, but I wouldn't really have it any other way. I think it's, you know, definitely given me a really thick skin and put a good head on my shoulders, in a sense, to say, you know, it just taught me so much being in this industry. You know, I didn't really have very many friends, but now, you know, it doesn't really affect me that much, just because I do have my close circle of people that love and support me, and I'm just so thankful that I have them. And yeah, it's been a crazy ride, but it's been worth it.
Wow. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, and today we're talking with pop sensation Ellie Sufi. Ellie is a singer-songwriter. She's a trained opera singer, dancer. She's taught herself piano, guitar, and you also did a couple of modeling gigs as well, and you did some acting gigs. Tell us about that.
For acting-wise, I was really, really into it back when I was younger. I got to do some really cool things. I've done 3 Toy Story 3 commercials and 5 of the Guardians, which was really cool. I was a little girl, had an English accent, which was cool because I could just pull that out. And, yeah, it was a really interesting experience, but I would definitely do it again. I love voiceover. And I did,
Yeah, you know, and I have to admit, Ellie, you know, I remember when you were on X Factor USA in the girl group Euphoria. So I'm going back. I remember that. You know, you came to X Factor as a solo artist, right? Correct. And then did they just put you in with the other girls, or it was something that? You know, was that their whole idea to put you in a girl group?
Well, we actually went to the show already in the group. Just, you know, girl groups were really popular back then, and we thought, you know, why do we go for it and be, you know, the 4 girls, because there was this harmony and all that, and we'll go be Euphoria and see what happens. It was just me and 3 of my other really good friends, and we thought, hey, we'll give it a crack. Why not? It'll be fun. And it was a really cool experience.
Now, are you still do you still stay in contact with them today?
Yeah, definitely. I was the baby of the group, so all of them have gone off to college and done their thing, so I definitely keep in contact with them as much as I can, because we're all quite local, so we see each other in passing sometimes.
Now, I know that you're from the UK, and I know that the UK at this time is going through a crisis with the terrorist attack in Manchester and in London. Do you still have family there, and what is your thoughts about what is going on?
I still have family there. I actually have a lot of family in Manchester, so when I heard the news, like, it was just so gut-wrenching, just because it hits you so hard. Like, you see it on TV and you don't think it's real, but then when you know, you hear about it and it's so close to the people that your family, and then it's only a few miles from where you used to live, it just hits you so hard. And, like, all the people that were affected by this, it's just so unreal. And I think what, you know, Ariana Grande did with putting together, you know, the show for Manchester was just unbelievably amazing. When I heard the news, though, like, I was absolutely mortified. Like, it's one of them things you just stop dead in your tracks and like you just don't know, you just don't know what to do. You feel so helpless. And I wish there was like a way for me to, you know, do something. And I think that what Ariana Grande did, like that is something that I would have loved to have been part of, or, you know, something like that, just along those lines, just, you know, instilling hope and just, you know, through music, it's just, it can heal the world. It really can. And I think that that definitely showed that day when she did that. She definitely made history.
You're absolutely right, because music is definitely a universal language, and you know, not to sound too cliche, but you know, music always soothes the savage beast. And with all this hate in the world, you know, it's so nice to see artists like Ariana and Justin and all those coming together, Katie, to, you know, to bring some love back in the world, and to, you know, just to show that, you know, there's love in the world still, and what better way to celebrate is through music. So I wish you could have been a part of it too, because it was really amazing. For those of you who know Ellie and you are a fan of her, and you've seen her music heard her music on SoundCloud or on YouTube, and you are a big fan, call in, say hello. The call in number is 347-2656. Press the number 1. That will put you in the host queue. Again, that call-in number is 347-637-2656. Press the number 1, and we can put you immediately in the host queue. And if you are too shy to come on the air, you can post all your questions in the chat room, and if time permits, we can read the questions off from there. Ellie, I wanted to talk to you about music. And now, where are we now? Because I know you have a new, a current single that's out now. And I just wanted to talk about, are you getting ready to put like a LP, an EP out? What is your current situation with your music?
I'm really excited. We released the single Colorblind about a year ago, I think, something like that. And now I'm just working on new music, and I'm so excited to release it. I've found this amazing team that just we create magic, and it's just such an amazing feeling to have found these people. I'm so excited to release it, and I'll definitely let you know when it comes out. We're looking to release an LP, so a smaller type album. And I have a few cover music videos coming out. We just shot the videos yesterday, which I'm also really excited to come out, so you'll have to look out for those as well.
Great. And are you signed to a major label, or are you an independent artist right now?
No, I'm staying quite independent for right now.
I'm going to have everyone listen to your current single, Colorblind. I think it's beautifully done. And I just want people to know that, you know, you are the real deal. You know, I see and hear how a lot of young artists come into the industry. They come across, they got the vocals and everything, but it ends up being short-lived. And either they don't really have the full talent, or you know how the music business is very vicious at times, especially when it comes to young artists. If you had anything to say to anybody that's trying to come into this business, what kind of advice can you give them?
Well, you know, I actually mentor kids that are coming into the industry or trying to pursue, you know, modeling, acting, singing, or dance, whatever it may be. And I tell them, you know, the industry is a rat race. Like, it is. And it's all about networking and who you know, and of course, you know, your talent and whatever that may be, you know. It's, for me, growing up in the industry, I just had to tell myself, you know, you're going to hear 1,000 no's. It's just the way it is. But it takes that one yes to just take you to the next level. So you can't give up. You have to keep going. If this is truly your passion and truly what you want to do in life, there shouldn't even be an option. Like, you don't need a plan B, or make your plan B really suck, because if music or this industry is what you want, just go for it, because there's no point in you know, second guessing yourself at any point. You know, you just need to push forward and keep going.
Wow, words to live by. This is your latest single called Colorblind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ellie Sufi. Latest music from Ellie Sufi and Colorblind. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into a special edition of That's Entertainment, because today I'm talking with pop sensation and quadruple threat, Ellie Sufi. Ellie, I also wanted to ask you, you know, I know that you say you have some new music coming up. Along with the new music, will you be touring? Will you be doing some touring across the country?
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to. I feel like there's a lot of exciting things in the works. I'm hopefully going to do some school tours and all of that. And I'm really excited for what's to come. I feel like it's going to be an amazing summer, and I really honestly just can't wait. It's going to be living my dream.
And I know that, you know, people can also hear your music on SoundCloud. You also have a few covers on YouTube. I also wanted to find out if you are going to put more music on your website as well.
Yes, I'm going to, you know, kind of spread it all throughout my social media. So Instagram as well as Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all that jazz, and it's all going to be found on my website.
And along with the music and everything, will you also be doing more acting? Will you be doing any more dancing and modeling as well?
Yes, I definitely definitely will see that in the future happening. I've started going on more auditions and castings, which is exciting, as far as, you know, the acting goes. And I believe I have some shoots set up for different clothing lines, so all that and, you know, dancing, that's kind of like my form of exercise, so I'll definitely be continuing doing that.
Wow. Well, we definitely can't wait, because I love to shop clothes, too, so I'll definitely be interested in that.
Me too.
You know, Ellie, I wanted to find out from you if there's anybody who wants to know more about your work, and would like people to follow you or like you, can you let people know about all your social media?
Yeah, sure. My website contains basically everything. It's just www.elliesufi.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Ellie_Sufi. My Twitter is EllieSufi98, and my Facebook page is just EllieSufiMusic.
And also, they can also follow your YouTube channel. I happened to look at your YouTube channel, and you have like every other month, you have like this little adventure going, which I thought was great. So fans can see, you know, how you're doing and what you're doing in your real life. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I mean, another aside from music, like I love to travel and I love culture and, you know, everything like that. So one of my other dreams is to, you know, see the world and just really experience all of that. So I feel quite blessed that I get to, you know, kind of travel a little bit here and there and make these videos for everyone to see our travels and see the experiences we get to go and do.
And now you also are involved in your community. You also try to give back. You're an avid supporter in Lebanon. Tell everybody what do you actually do with that?
Well, I got to be a part of the Miss Lebanon pageant, and I got, you know, really educated through that, and I'm super thankful for that. I got to, you know, meet lovely, lovely Lebanese ladies and all this, and through that was, you know, introduced to the LLC, which is a community of Lebanese ladies, and what they do is they raise money to send back to the children of Lebanon for their education. I think, you know, education is so important, and especially in the Middle East, just to give these kids hope and an opportunity to really show what they can do. And I think it's just amazing what they do, and so I support them 100%.
Wow, that's great. You know, I know that with all the turmoils about with the Middle East and everything, do you get any slack, or do people say to you, or do people stereotype you because of your culture or where you're from? Do you get any kind of backlash?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like with everything that's going on in the world, people just definitely are extra cautious when it comes to just their everyday lives. When I was younger, I did get teased quite a bit, and I think it came from, you know, even my teachers, they were just very, they just didn't know. And I think that when people reference certain things in the Lebanese culture or anything to do with the Middle East, they aren't fully educated in that. And it does offend people. That definitely offended me, just because, you know, they talk about really sensitive subjects openly and jokingly. And it's, you know, my dad is Lebanese, and he is, you know, one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life, and he isn't like the stereotype that these people are putting him in, and it really does hit a nerve with me. It affects me, because it's like, how can you put all these people under the same umbrella when there's some amazing, amazing people, and the culture is so beautiful, and and they just neglect to see the beauty in that. I think they just look at the negative. And if we did that in everyday life, then the world would just completely be in turmoil. So I think that we need to just come together and really try and uplift people and just stand together as people and not hold on to those things and just try and spread love rather than negativity.
Yes, absolutely. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. Today, my special guest is pop sensation Ellie Sufi. Ellie is coming out with, she currently has a single out called Colorblind, and she's coming out with some new music as well. If you want to follow, check out Ellie's music on her SoundCloud or Instagram or her website, do so. You can go check her website at elliesufi.com. That's ELLIESOUFI.com. Ellie is a very talented singer, songwriter, trained opera singer, dancer, self-taught musician. Oh, my God. When do you have time for yourself?
It's all about time management and just balancing it. It's definitely taking time to, I think, acquire that skill, but I'm, you know, I used to go to performing arts school, so I think I definitely learned from that just to be able to just try and manage it all, because it's next to near impossible if you don't do it, you don't time manage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what, Ellie, it's been a pleasure. I am looking so forward to hearing more music from you because you have such a beautiful voice. And, I could listen to all you, because you do some amazing covers. And like I said earlier in the show, you know, not to take away from Meghan Trainor and Debbie and Tori Kelly, who I'm also a fan of those ladies as well, but it's just so beautiful, and I want everyone to check out Ellie, her music, her talent. You have to check her out and support her in every way possible. Again, Ellie, before we go, let people know where they can find you on social media, where they can follow you, and also mention your website as well.
Yes, I would love the support. You can follow me on Instagram at Ellie_Sufi. My Twitter is EllieSufi98. My YouTube's just EllieSufi, and I would love if you could subscribe to there, because that's where I'll be releasing all my music videos, as well as my SoundCloud and my Facebook page, which is EllieSufi Music. You can also find my website. It's www.elliesufi.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Ellie, so much for coming on the show today. I know you have a busy schedule. I have nothing but best wishes for you, much continued success. Keep writing those songs, and we look so much forward to the future of great music coming from you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved every second.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was singer, songwriter, quadruple threat, Ellie Sufi. Make sure you hear her music. You can share her music. She's on SoundCloud. She has a YouTube channel. You can follow her on Twitter at EllieSufi98. That's ELLIESOUFI98. Follow her on Instagram at Ellie_Sufi. That's ELLIE_SOUFI. She's on the sound. You can catch some of her covers as well as some music on SoundCloud. Just go to Ellie Sufi and check out her website at EllieSufi.com. Right now we have 1:30 here on the East Coast. I will be back. I'm going to take a break, and don't go anywhere.
So my uncle calls, and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi,
am Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tune in to That's Entertainment, the number one source of entertainment news and pop culture, every Wednesday afternoon with your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. My name is Tammy Jones Gibbs. I'm the host, and you tune in to a special edition. If you miss the interview with pop sensation Ellie Sufi, then you really missed the real treat. Ellie is best known for her being in the girl group Euphoria when she was on the second season of X Factor USA. She has come from a family of performers. She's a singer. She's also a songwriter. She taught herself how to play the piano and the guitar. She's also a dancer, a model, an actress. You can catch some of Ellie's work on her SoundCloud page. You can also check her out on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And check out her latest single, Colorblind, as well. It's also available on YouTube, and you can also catch it on SoundCloud. And if you are a fan of artists like Meghan Trainor, Debbie Lovato, or Tori Kelly, she does some amazing covers of some of their greatest hits as well. So, definitely a talent worth beyond. I mean, I hear a lot of young people, young singers come and go, and I hear the music of today by some artists who are not quite hitting the mark, but you know, you always have that rare star like Ellie who just come forth and just have that gifted, talented voice that is going to take her places. Again, she's like the next pop sensation. I also want to thank Rachel Darris, who made this interview possible. Thank you, Rachel, for letting me talk to this very amazing young woman. And, again, if you want to know more about That's Entertainment online radio, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. If you can't tune in every week or catch the show live, you can always go to the archives here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check us out on Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com. It's a website of over 80,000 plus radio shows and podcasts. Make sure you type in That's Entertainment Online Radio in the search box. You can catch the archives from that website as well. We're also on iTunes. You can also download the show as well. But, again, if you want to know more about the show, and if you're not a registered listener here on BTR, register. It's free. All you have to do is just log in, and you can tune in and not only just listen to my show as well, but different genres of shows from entertainment, sports, social issues, health, you name it, politics. So just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, register as a listener. It is free. Right now we have 25 minutes left remaining in the show, and I'm just going to go over some entertainment news for this week. Congratulations to George Clooney and his wife, Amel. They just welcomed twins. Congratulations, a boy and a girl, Alexander and Ellie. We wish them the best. Because, you know, when you have one baby is enough, but two, George got his hands full. You know, he even his publicist even put out a funny message out saying that George was sedated, he's going to be all right, and he should recover in a few days. That's how the statement went. So I thought it was very funny. And, you know, George Clooney is 55 and Amel is 39. We all know George Clooney is that A-list actor, and his wife, she's a well-known human rights attorney. So they plan to raise their children in London and start school there, I believe. So I heard the other day that our former president, President Obama, paid them a visit. He had, I guess they had dinner together just the other day. So, yeah, again, congratulations to George Clooney and his wife, Amel. Twins. Also, this week we're going to be talking about Bill Maher. You know Bill Maher. He's also a comedian. He was under fire last week for using the N-word. Well, one of his ex-girlfriends, her name is Coco Johnson, she told the New York Daily News that he had used the N-word so many times before. This is not the first time he has done this. Now, his ex-girlfriend, Coco Johnson, she's a African-American model who dated Maher for about a year and a half, starting in 2003. And I'm sorry, she didn't tell the Daily News. She told TMZ that he freely used the N-word around her. She said she heard it so many times. So this week, he's going to be coming back, you know, every Friday. He has his show on Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. And his guest this week is going to be Ice Cube. So, but he did apologize. You know, I like Bill Maher. I think I like his views when it comes to politics. But when I first heard that he had said that, I was like, oh boy, that was wrong. I mean, you just can't use that word freely. I don't care who you are. You just can't use that word. You know, he was trying to, you know, do his comedic timing, but it just was all wrong in so many levels. So I'm curious to see what's going to go on. You know, it got so to a point where, you know, Al Sharpton had made a comment about it. The NAACP had an opinion, and it just was wrong all the way. But, again, he did later apologize and said he regretted the statement, and some people was thinking that the HBO should fire him, but apparently the network has chosen to continue the series and keep him on board. Also, this week, I don't know if you guys remember Danny Diaz. He was from the MTV show Road Rules. Apparently, he was found dead in his Brooklyn apartment, and drugs are believed to be involved. You know, the 34-year-old who appeared on season 13 of Road Rules reportedly took LSD or mushrooms on Saturday when he freaked out and ran into his room. And a friend who was at the apartment told TMZ that when the friend left and returned later, he found him dead in his bedroom. Now, they said that when authorities arrived there on Saturday evening, they found Diaz unresponsive and was pronounced dead at the scene. And he was only 34 years old. I mean, this whole epidemic with these drugs, it's getting really out of hand with the heroin and the LSD and the... It's just really... People are really catching hell out here with these drugs, especially young people. So... yeah, 34-year-old Danny Diaz found dead. Also this week in entertainment, A-Rod he became a victim of a $600,000 extortion attempt by his ex-girlfriend. The ex-girlfriend threatened to expose private messages if A-Rod does not pay her $600,000. Now, the report does not name the woman, but said that she and Rodriguez broke up in 2014. He was involved with former WWE diva Tori Wilson as late as December of 2013 when they were photographed by by a local newspaper here in New York. They were at a charity golf tournament in the Dominican Republic. Now, Alex Rodriguez has two daughters with his ex-wife, Cynthia, and, you know, he's dating Jennifer Lopez right now. Jennifer Lopez has twins with ex Mark Anthony. So what is going on? This woman is extorting him for $600,000. Right now we have here 19 minutes left remaining in the show. I want to thank my special guest, pop sensation, the very talented Ellie Sufi. Make sure you check her out on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and her website. Just go to elliesufi.com, ELLIESOUFI.com. Also, check her music on SoundCloud. She currently has a single out called Colorblind, beautiful song. She's getting ready to release some more music. And you can check her website as well. Go to elliesufi.com. Go to her Instagram. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter. At Twitter, she's at elliesufi98. And on Instagram, she's ellie_sufi. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.